Brian Case, the head football coach with the South Central Calhoun Titans, joining us here today as they take on South Hamilton here in week number six. And Coach, always good to catch up with you.
Absolutely, Jeff. We always appreciate your time.
Brian, this is a fun one for you guys. You guys, South Hamilton, I don't know what it is about this. Maybe it's because you both want to kind of play physical, similar styles of football in a way, even though you do things a little differently. But this matchup every year just always seems to have a lot riding on it, and it seems like it's really good football every year.
Absolutely. Tough physical contest. We match up real well with each other year in and year out. Really a mirror image of each other offensively, defensively, through special teams, whatever it may be. So it's just a matter of the kids showing up and playing, and really it comes down to that last series most of the time, and whoever wants it the most is usually coming out on top. We've been pretty fortunate over the years, and knock on wood, we have never lost to South Hamilton, but you know, every year is different. We got to prepare every single year for their best effort, and we got to give them our best effort this year in order to stay in the ball game and give ourselves a chance to win.
Coach, for them, do you think that's in their minds that they've never gotten you guys? Is that something you think they think about?
I would think so. You know, we were there when Todd Coy was the head coach and had never gotten beat by him. You know, last couple of years, their coach had never won as well. Even though it's a new coaching staff this year, I guarantee that it's in the back of their mind. It's always a close ball game. They're always right there. I know that they're just waiting to get over the hump that way, and I'm guessing that this game is circled on their calendar as well. And right now, I'll be honest with you, I think that we're the underdog going into this game. And they're sitting at 4-1 right now, and they're leading you know, as far as the wins-losses are concerned. But I mean, we're both undefeated in the district, but right now I would say that they're probably the early favorite heading into this game.
Coach, they're one loss on the year out of the district, kind of similar to you guys, no district losses. So first place in the district on the line, but they did lose to West Marshall. Typically, I haven't seen them in a few years, but they used to be a team that would play a lot of power football. Did you guys see anything that West Marshall did that can help you out coming up on Friday?
Yeah, we saw them on film. West Marshall has changed their offense quite a bit. They're basically 2-by-1. They run things real quick that way. They'll run some 3-by-1 as well. They'll balance some things up, but they're trying to get the ball out on the edge and get it to their athletes that way. They do have a nice ground game as well, but they try and spread the defense out and then utilize it that way. Defensively, they came out and they played a 6-3, a true straight-up 6-3 against South Hamilton, and it seemed to cause South Hamilton some problems. You know, we run a 3-4 type of defense, but, you know, going into this game, and we're going to have to try and pull out all the stops ourselves. I mean, we look at our Emmitsburg game, we go back and look at our ACGC game from last year, and, you know, from those two games alone, both those teams only threw the ball one time. South Hamilton's a team that does not want to throw the ball. I think they've thrown the ball 14 times through five games. They just want to keep it on the ground. They want to keep the clock moving. They want to keep the sticks moving forward. So we're just going to have to make sure that we try and shore things up and take care of the line of scrimmage. And if we can do that and run to the football and force them to the air, then hopefully some good things are going to happen for us. But, you know, if we can't stop their ground game, you know, it could be a long night for the Titans again. So, again, we're trying to throw some different things at them this week. I think that our kids have responded in practice this week as far as the game plan is concerned. So, you know, we'll show up Friday night and we'll play the best of our ability and just see what happens.
Coach, you mentioned their running game. Nick, and I hope I say his name right, Severeski or something of that nature, and the Blake Harris kid. They're two leading rushers. They've got a host of other guys that seem to get quite a few carries. What's the difference in their running backs? Are all these guys fairly similar?
Fullback's a big, powerful kid. Their best running back right now in our eyes. And getting probably the second most reps is a sophomore, number 16 out there. He does an outstanding job, just a tough runner, kind of a little different build than their fullback is concerned. But he's a little longer. He's lanky, but he's quick. He sees the field real well. His vision is awesome. Runs behind his pads, runs behind his blockers. Then they've got another running back that doesn't carry the ball near as much, but he'll come back with his inside traps and so forth. But there's three good running backs there. And then you add their quarterback that's a returning starter as well and does an outstanding job of running their offense. He carries the ball on some keeps every now and then. Again, he doesn't throw the ball a ton. They really haven't had to do that kind of stuff. So We really want to force them to the air as much as we possibly can and try and get them out of their comfort zone. But you're right. I mean, they've got a three-head monster back there, and then they've got their quarterback that can run the football as well. So we're just going to have to make sure that we're reading our keys, we get our eyes right, you know, work on eye discipline all week this week, and just make sure that we're taking care of our jobs every single play. You know, this is also a team that will run some play action at you. They're just going to just run the ball to death and all of a sudden try and hit you over the top. And if your eyes aren't right, if you're not reading your keys, that's when they can get a cheap one over the top as well. So our kids are just going to have to play disciplined football this week and give ourselves a chance.
With that threat of the play action, can you still maybe creep the safeties up a little bit?
You know, Jeff, that really is our plan. We want to kind of load the box as much as we possibly can and play some man coverage behind it.
Coach, defensively, you mentioned they struggled maybe a little bit against Wes Marshall, who spread things out. You guys capable of doing that? Is tonight one of those nights where we might see the Titans go away from the full house tee a little bit?
Not necessarily, but you know, we're one of those offenses. We're going to try and take what the defense gives us, and we really, I mean, have no idea what they're going to throw at us defensively. I mean, we haven't gotten any information on them. I mean, basically, we can watch film and so forth, but you know, we go back from years past and we watch the games that we've had with them, and they're going to be sitting in a 3-5 defense, or they'll be sitting in a 4-5 defense, or they're 5-3 or a 6-man front. We just don't know exactly what they're going to throw at us this year. So we're just going to have to wait and see what happens Friday night. But we do have the capability of running our full house tee. We do have the capability of spreading some people out. It sounds like the weather's going to be pretty nice. I mean, about 70 degrees on Friday, sunny and so forth. So hopefully that won't come into play as far as throwing the football like it did last week against Eagle Grove. So I think that our kids are excited. I think our kids understand the importance of this game. You know, the winner of this game is going to be in the district lead by themselves. Everybody else is going to have a loss there. So you kind of just you take ownership of the district. But our kids have been in big games before. Hopefully we're going to be able to weather a storm, you know, go through some adversity, not hang our heads. When bad things do happen, and they probably will, we just got to be able to respond, play in and play out. And if we can do that, and give ourselves a chance at the end of the game, then I really do like our chances Friday night.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck. I know this is going to be a fun one. Go there and set up a big matchup next week with Woodward Granger by getting the win. Appreciate you joining us here today. Best of luck, Coach.
Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate your time.
You bet. Head Coach Brian Case again with the South Central Calhoun Titans. They're on the road again on Friday night at South Hamilton.